Researchers at the University of New Hampshire are studying new ways to make syrup out of the northern forest, not from maple trees, but from beeches and birches, sycamores, and more. They want to create new markets for an industry that right now depends on just one kind of tree, and that makes it more vulnerable to disease and climate change. From NHPR's BioDegrees project, reporter Annie Ropeek has more. Right over here.
It's the tail end of maple sugaring season, but out in the woods in Lee, other saps are still flowing. UNH researcher David Moore has sensors plugged into a stand of beech trees to measure that sap and the conditions helping produce it.
Here we are. You can see I have three trees with sensors here that are all tied back to one data logger.
Researchers say monocultures, like the all maple syrup industry, are more at risk from climate change, pests, and other unpredictable threats. So Moore sees untapped potential in other common species like beech trees. They're found throughout New Hampshire's forests, farms, and sugar bushes, almost like tree weeds.
You know, if you can think of some economical use, if you can make syrup from them, then that would be a nice way to actually generate a little profit from them.
Moore did that successfully for 6 years. He ran a business, the Crooked Chimney, which sold syrups like birch and beech at farmers markets and to restaurants. He says it took a while to fine-tune the process. Turns out these species don't like all the same temperatures and equipment as maples.
The first year or two were a real learning curve for me. But once I figured it out, I started tapping a lot more trees and selling syrup, and it turned out to be pretty good tasting syrup.
At his house nearby, in the driveway, he's boiling off some of that syrup in big metal pots. Part of his study aims to find the best processing methods for these more finicky, less tested saps. To show me the results, he produces a pair of tiny glass bottles of syrup and two spoons.
I have some birch syrup that I made a few years ago, and then this is beech syrup that my friend Mike made in New York. We'll start with the beech.
Sure.
I'm always interested to hear what people think of it, so.
He gives me a spoonful of the caramel-colored beech syrup. It's got a mild, sweet flavor, almost hard to tell the difference from maple syrup. Then he pours a second spoonful of his own birch syrup, which is darker and thick like molasses.
Oh, wow. That one's really different. That's like almost like a balsamic kind of like, it's almost savory.
Yes, I like to use it on meat, salmon and red meat. You can mix it with balsamic vinaigrette and olive oil and make a nice salad dressing. Actually, my favorite use is probably ice cream.
This kind of syrup is usually sold in little bottles at higher prices, but buyers see the value. Evan Mallett is the chef owner at Black Trumpet Bistro in Portsmouth. He likes tree syrup as a sweetener because it's less processed, more local, and sustainable than cane sugar. He's used birch syrup in cocktails, in braises for venison and boar, and once drizzled on an ostrich loin.
Definitely people respond by saying, "Oh, that's so cool. I had no idea that you could harvest the sap of these other trees as well." So it opens up a conservation conversation, an ecology conversation.
Mallett says using unexpected local ingredients like this helps connect people in a magical way to nature, their food system, and a very old and widespread tradition. He mentions sorghum and watermelon syrup in the South and boiled cider in the Adirondacks. Indigenous people and European colonizers traded techniques for getting sugar from trees, and birch syrup is already well established in Alaska and parts of Canada where fewer maples grow.
It's kind of remarkable that our sugar maple syrup industry has been so sustainable overall, considering that it's essentially relied on just this one single species.
UNH forestry professor Heidi Esbjornsen oversees David Moore's research. She says supporting more diversity in syrups isn't just interesting, it's critical to the health of the changing forest. She says it's clear that spring is getting less predictable, which affects sap flow.
We're going to see more variable years in terms of good versus bad sugaring seasons and sap yields.
Heat waves, droughts, ice storms could all affect maple trees. Vermont's Syrup Association had a short season with low sugar content this year amid warm, dry conditions. On the other hand, freeze-thaw cycles are a big part of what drives sap flow. Those are also on the rise, which could be good for sugaring. New York-based syrup maker Mike Farrell, who made the beech syrup I tasted earlier, says he has a different fear, a specialized pest or disease like emerald ash borer or chestnut blight.
It's not the climate change becoming hotter or drier that's going to do it. If something like Asian longhorn beetle got out and wiped out all the maples, that would be devastating.
Researchers are trying to convince farmers that the more diverse their forests and products are, the more resilient they'll be. And they hope consumers will start to like the new flavors of these syrups, too. Annie Ropeek, NHPR News.